understand. Right. Which of the other seven people in Masters you would like to go to have dinner? And what do you would like to know about them?
I will take Roger. We already been dinner and talking about everything, so I quite... nothing special that I don't ask, but it's always good fun to go dinner with him and with Seve, and especially that time of the year playing the Masters here and getting ready for the final after in Davis Cup. So for sure we can have some great fun.
Stan, simple question. How do you see your year?
It's been an amazing year for sure. Never expect to be that high and to win a Grand Slam, but it's been, yeah, so far... I'm really happy. You know, I will never change my year for anything. Coming here as number four in the world, winner of a Grand Slam, even if I had some big down also, not playing so well in every tournament. But yeah, that's for me was a great year so far.
Stan Marin was just up at the podium and he said, your win in Melbourne, his win in New York, opened the door for so many other guys. Do you feel that two guys winning slams this year does that?
Well, this year was different than the past 3 years, that's for sure. It was different winner in the Grand Slam, but we'll see. You can see already this year was some big surprise, but I still think that if you look Novak, Roger, Rafa, when he's not injured, they're still up there. They're still stronger than the rest of the player, but... It's gonna be interesting next year for sure. Like every year, I think you have more players just behind, ready to beat those guys. But you have to do it because it's not that easy. And I'm sure they don't want to leave space for the other.
Stan, now that you've won a Grand Slam, you know what it takes to do it. Does it mean that when you have little runs where you're not playing so well, it doesn't matter, it doesn't bother you as much, you know how to cope?
No, it bothers me more, actually. I wasn't happy to all that loss that I did the past few months, but I need to see why, to understand what was the problem and try to make it better, try to focus for the next one. For me, it's, I don't take a smaller tournament than Grand Slam, not important at all, because I know that if I've been a Grand Slam winner, it's because last year I had an amazing year playing so many matches, winning so many matches from Portugal Open, from Madrid, from all those tournaments, and that's where you get the confidence. And I hope next year I can really play better all the year and not have so much up and down.
So you've obviously had the fantastic heights this year, Australia, Monte Carlo, but also you were saying some weeks not so good. Do you think your form changes from week to week more than maybe it did in the past? And if that's the case, why?
Yeah, this year for sure. If you look this year compared to the other year, for sure. But also, if you look the up of this year, they were bigger than the past year, winning Grand Slam and winning Masters 1000. So maybe it's never easy to know exactly why. But for sure, winning Grand Slam change when Masters 1000, being top three, top four in the world, change your life and change the way you see it. You need to adapt. You need to find a way how to feel good and how to play well in all those tournaments. That's what I'm saying. It took me a few months, and I hope next year I can have a better result in every tournament and not only up and down.
Stan, over here. Obviously Australia is the big one, but surely Monte Carlo has got to be very close given who you beat in the final, given that it came just 3 months after Australia.
Yeah, for sure. That two tournaments was amazing for you, for me. Monte Carlo was completely different. Exactly, was few months after. It's never easy to play well and to deal with that. But winning on my first Masters 1000 on clay court against Roger was something really special, and that's part of amazing memories of this year.
Stan, with all the troubles that Rafa have had with his injuries and being out now this surgery, what do you expect from him in 2015? Do you feel like he'll come back and be as strong as ever, especially as the body gets older? Is that harder for athletes to recover from spells out?
I don't know. For me, if he's fit again and not injured, he's going to be back at the top, that's for sure. He's going to be number one, number two, or number three. I don't know. I cannot say that. But for sure, if he's fit again, he's going to be really difficult to beat. He's going to be there. He's going to have a chance to win Grand Slam and Masters 1000 again. That I'm really not worried for that with him. It's been so many years that... like almost every year or every 2 years, he's out for 3 or 4 months. It's not easy for him, but every time he come back, he almost win everything. So we'll see. I hope he's going to be fit again and not injury, and it's going to be interesting for next year.
Stan, you know, this is such a prestigious event, and you were here last year. You know, how is it to be here for the second time?
It's amazing. I'm really excited. For me, it's always something special. It's a dream to play here. It's a big chance. Even if this year it was a little bit different how I qualify compared to last year, but I'm so excited to have the chance to play here again.
Stan, you talked about the lack of consistency this year. So how does someone, when you look at Roger, able to maintain that kind of week in and week out consistency? What do you think is the secret for him?
If you look, not if you look him for sure, but also Novak, also Rafa, when he's not injured, that's why they better tennis player and they here for so many years. You know, I'm 29 years old also, and I won my first Grand Slam this year. You know, Roger won his first Grand Slam a long time ago, so he had time to deal with that and to win many other after that. If I look him, that's why he's the best player ever. Also, it's like every year he's there. Every year, every tournament, he win matches, he's in the final or win the tournament, and that's why he's so good.
Stan, if you could choose, which one would you want to win, the World Tour Finals or Davis Cup?
That's not a good question. I don't choose, but I will try my best to play my best game here and my best tennis in Davis Cup, that's for sure.